T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Layla Wednesday on the Dan Bernstein Show. Wednesdays, 9 a.m. to noon on 670 The Score.
Yeah.
I was
hanging out
on Fangraphs last night, trying to figure out some stats. Hendricks, in the past 3 years, has been used 5 times in 6 days twice. And according to Fangraphs, no other pitcher has had that stretch. That's not how modern relievers are used. Does Tony La Russa have that data? And if he does, how much does he value it?
They do present it to him. It may be an unopened folder, but it's on his desk.
Whenever one of us has a question, perhaps, about a certain decision, he always has an answer for why he made a choice. But he's also open to the debate about going forward, you know, perhaps going a different route for a different reason.
Layla Wednesday with Dan Bernstein.
Yahoo invented the search engine. Are they the ones you think of? You have to embrace the technology and the tools that teams have been given now to evaluate and move past this.
Middays on The Score.
Happy Wednesday on this dark and drizzly midweek. Layla's here. Hi. How you been?
What's up? What's going on? Well, I'm really happy about this Ted Lasso development. I did not get the memo about Navy today with you, me, Molly, and Haw, but I'll adjust.
Well, you're happy that I watched it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't going to, but Beth and Jason started watching the first season, and I kind of was half watching. I'm like, okay, fine, this is good. And then we watched all of them. So we're through both seasons.
Caught up.
Yeah, caught up, and I liked it. I liked the first season a lot more than the second. But Jason Sudeikis is a much better actor than I thought he was. Much better than I thought he was.
I really wish we had done that Coach Beard interview now.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure how different it would. I'm not sure what other questions I would have, I guess. I guess I would, but I liked that larger picture stuff about how to be. It was still interesting to me about how to be nice and funny. And how, because most humor isn't nice. But the way they're able to do that about human vulnerability and about the fact that certain things are said and sound unexpected, if not a little shocking, because they are nice and because they are honest, and the way they do apologies, how sensitive they are to other people's feelings in the whole sports context, it works. I don't know how long it can sustain without a lot of what happened in season two with getting a little reductive and sitcom-y. We'll see. But there's enough smart people involved that I trust that it'll still be compelling.
Always makes me want shortbread.
Yeah.
Always. I want shortbread anyway, just in life in general.
Well, I was going to say, you don't need extra motivation to want shortbread, though.
Yeah. Okay. I have to tell you guys something. Now that our cable is working here at Ye Score, we always get these infomercials on after what I assume is watching either a Cubs or Sox game. And we don't change the channel because we're lazy. And I just saw a video of somebody vacuuming a cat.
Super bendy vacuum thingy.
It vacuumed a cat.
Well, cats need vacuuming. They're
disgusting. No, they actually don't.
Yeah.
They don't need to be vacuumed.
No, they just don't need to be in your house.
I'm not going to go there right now, but this is a new infomercial and I'm already morbidly curious if it actually vacuums a cat. Do we really need to vacuum up coffee beans? Just wipe them in a towel and put them in the trash. Okay, I'm sorry. This is distracting me. Would you rather want to talk about what we talked about last segment? Probably not.
You have to really, really like vacuuming to want to vacuum those things up. Instead of just like wiping it into your hand and throwing it out.
I will wash 95 sinks worth of dishes by hand before I enjoy vacuuming.
You want to come over today?
Yeah, I have that whole other job thing, but yes, I make an excellent dishwasher.
You're welcome here because we got a big stack of dishes with the ladies half a world away.
A hobby I picked up in China was doing my laundry by hand.
Like in a river?
Yes, in a river.
Like
we weren't.
No, the
river
rocks?
Was not part of the bubble.
In the Yangtze?
No.
In the Yalu?
Well, as anybody who travels internationally knows, dryers are a pretty American thing. So you have clotheslines in a lot of places, including high-end hotels internationally. And I was like, clothesline, eh? And I brought a little portable wash, like a washboard that you can stick to your sink on Amazon.
Okay.
Because I like to do my own laundry because when you send out for laundry, it's really expensive, like hundreds of dollars. So then I was like, what else can I hand wash? I will hand wash anything. Clothes, like makeup brushes, dishes, anything before I enjoy vacuuming. I do vacuum, but I will hand wash. My hands were raw at one point because I was doing so much laundry. For no reason. Scrubbing is good.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. I don't. I like folding laundry. I find something very zen about folding.
Everybody hates to fold.
I don't hate folding.
Before this quote already gets out of control, which it seems to be.
Oh no!
I'm not saying the team sucks. I'm just saying this window is not. It's not good for me. This window sucks. Like I need a more confident window. I want you to get more people. I need more people in the window.
This is not how it's supposed to be.
This is not. You're not supposed to have this much of a losing record against your own division this early on. That doesn't give you any confidence that you're going to be better against the good teams.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We're going to reset the whole Ozzie Guillen, Tim Anderson, Guillen family White Sox story for you in just a bit. Then we'll talk football with Mike Florio. We've got Cubs talk, Midday Midway, Steve Stone, Bears, and all kinds of other things. 312-644-6767. That's the Score listener line. Powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Email BernsteinShow at 670thescore.com. You stream 670thescore.com. Texting in the text zone brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at RosenHyundai.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at BernsteinShow. She's at Layla Rahimi. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Download the Odyssey app to stream the score. Twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore is where you go to watch everything that's going on and enjoy that chat. I mentioned I met a Twitcher the other day when we were out at the driving range, and he came over and introduced
himself.
Who'd you meet? I don't want to give his name. I don't want to burn him. But a very, very nice guy, and just sort of talked about the culture of Twitch and all that and how that. But
I enjoy it. They're a cool crew on that Twitch.
They are. Big wrestling fans also.
Wrestling.
O'Donnell and Evan Thomas are the directors of all of that. We have Mike Rankin in full charge today, helped out by Brandon Fryer. When we come back, let's get you caught up on what went on after last night's game and into this morning with Ozzie and Tim Anderson and the Sox on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi, Wednesdays 9 a.m. to noon on 670 The Score.
Gavin reaches out on a curveball. Taylor in center field makes a catch. The Royals have split this doubleheader. It's a 2-1 final.
One final, but then the fun started.
Stand up and get crunk. Wow, that's how I know we've got some artists in the house today.
Is that the name of the song, or are you instructing me?
It's both. That's how the Ying Yang Twins work.
Okay.
I just want to hear OT Genesis, Everybody Mad as a return cut again, Brandon Fryer. Don't think I didn't hear that. Sorry, I get distracted easily. Squirrel!
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4. Kids, so you heard the final call with Jason Benetti and a rapidly improving Gordon Beckham, by the way. He is already leaps and bounds better than he was just last season. He must be getting a lot of other work in. Do you know if he's doing any other regular work? Because he's really sounding comfortable.
He is, because I saw him on Marquee doing baseball, too.
Was he doing college games?
I believe so. But also, Gordon Beckham and Jason Benet were really funny to begin with.
I know, but Gordon's like the reads. I mean, I don't want to get too, you know, inside baseball, but just his comfort with some of the nuts and bolts of the broadcasting stuff is really coming along fast. He's going to be out if that's what he wants to do, and he wants to stay at it. And his stuff talking about the names of his kids, like with Mike Trout, and how Trout has a kid named Beckham, and he was going to name his kid Trout, and they were wondering if like Trout Beckham and Beckham Trout were going to arrive in the pros at the same time.
Did you hear this yesterday too?
It was wild to see Joe Kelly's right arm versus his left arm the other day when we were down in the clubhouse, because he had surgery on his right arm, and his left arm is a lot bigger. I mean, you can just tell he's still getting back from that surgery.
Whoa.
That's like, it reminds me of the Kyle Long calves.
Right? Yeah, but that's got to be meaningful then if you figure that with atrophy's a bitch, man. Atrophy is no joke. You work that hard to build muscle, and it goes away like that. The moment things get deactivated and whatever they refer to it, they use the electrical stim to get them working again. That is no joke.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
Indeed. After the game, Ozzie Guillen had some pointed thoughts on NBC Chicago's postgame about why isn't Tim Anderson playing the second game of a doubleheader against what you believe is a lesser divisional opponent.
Jose, I could understand Jose, but T.A. is what, 27 years old, built like a rock, and they can, you know, we hear Gordon Beckham say, when you a kid, go play. When you're a veteran, sit down.
A.J. Pollock played both games, actually. And Josh Harrison played both games. They're in their 30s.
Oh, he did play? He did play? Yeah. Josh Harrison played? Oh, yeah, he did play. Anyway, and Pollock played? Oh, good.
He got a double.
But I think sometimes we babysitting players so much.
And then I'm looking at the Royals.
You want me to say? You don't want to say. I need to say. I think we babysitting players so much. I understand with Hosey, yes. But with T.A.? I don't want to say T.A., you got to be Ozzie Guillen, because Ozzie Guillen wish was T.A. But when you're young like that, play the game, you got to play every day.
Well, Tim Anderson heard that and didn't like that and tweeted with a response to the video replying to NBC's White Sox, Ozzie needs to STFU sometimes. Ellipsis, talk too much. Exclamation point. Not happy.
No. But I also think it stands to be discussed that this was immediately after a frustrating loss for the Sox. There is something to that whole cooling down thing.
Even though he didn't play.
Correct. But still, you're part of the team. I would say that Tim Anderson cares about the White Sox wins whether or not he plays. Pretty sure that's obvious. Additionally, that timing is a big, big part of this, because he deleted that tweet about, what, at least within the half hour. And T.A. has had a very interactive relationship with that White Sox Twitter account. They've posted videos of errors he's made previously, and he'll retweet it and say, that's my bad, I'll do better next time. I don't think it's a case where he's searching for his mentions as much as he knows that he interacts with it. It's just a natural part of I think his media presence and how he does things. So to me, when I saw that, I thought, I wonder how long this is going to stay up, because I think it's pretty obvious to me that he was just bothered after the game. That's to me a natural course of it. Does that excuse his language in a public forum? Maybe, maybe not. But Ozzie's reaction this morning lets you in on how that worked out.
I'm sorry if you feel that way about what I say. You know, to me, it's hard to do my job being mute. you know, I just make an observation as a baseball analyst, and I don't think I just don't respect anyone. I also say I wish I was like him when I was a player. You know, this kid is a tremendous ball player. I love the way always play hard. To me, he's one of the best players ever wear that uniform, without question. The only thing I can say, you know, if you don't like what I say, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to change my thoughts. And this kid is a big kid, for them to win. The expectation of this ball club is very high. And I think without him, they're not going to win it.
Ozzy, I think what he was responding to directly was the comment about you talking about we're babysitting players so much. And I think that when you say that, Molly and I had talked about and texted before the game, many people agree with that and wonder the same thing, whether we want to call it babysitting or coddling or protecting. There seems to be this trend toward load management, it's called in the NBA, resting players.
Okay, I truly understand. If somebody had to be upset, it had to be the managers. Don't blame him, no him.
Right, just right.
Be honest with you. Somebody should be upset by my comment. It should be Tony La Russa. I said, you know, Ozzie Guillen, you know, not to make any comment about my lineup. No, my babysitting, well, how many games we play in the season? 50?
Not even.
Yeah, and you know what I mean? Then just like I say, you know what I mean? I know players need more rest now. I know players is different. The build players different now than it was back in the days. I truly understand that. But when you face a team like Kansas City, you got to bury them.
I think Ozzy did a really good job this morning of basically explaining it's my job to have strong thoughts about a team that's trying to win the World Series.
I think that's what two people do who have respect. Ozzy has respect for himself and his role, and he understands when players get fired up about stuff, and he's not going to back off of that. It was, let's all say it together, a reasonable take by Ozzy Guillen, who was the one who defused the situation. People seem to forget that that's a possibility.
I always worry when teams are that concerned publicly about what their own broadcast. Like, people are in the tent. That's not a national broadcaster. That guy, he's part of the team, large, capital T, capital T. Like, going back to 2004, when Steve Stone said of Kerry Wood, he can change his delivery to protect his shoulder or he can go sell cars. And that created a firestorm of anger and bitterness and resentment on the plane between Dusty Baker and his players and Steve Stone and Chip Carey. And it ended in both broadcasters leaving. It was a massive story. And I'm not saying it's causal, but it was representative of something being wrong with that team. The 2004 Cubs were messed up. And they were worried about the wrong things for the wrong reasons, and they were thin-skinned, and they were peevish, and it came through in their play. And then and Steve started pointing stuff out on the airwaves. I think it was the Adam Dunn walking steal of second when everybody on defense fell asleep. And Steve said something like, well, there's a remarkable development or something. There's a wonderful thing like that. And we heard the ultimate passive aggressiveness there. I don't think this is quite that bad because social media has changed the way people respond to things. And things that used to be bigger are probably now smaller and they get lost in it, or they come out in the wash. Hand wash in this case. But I always wonder about what it says about a team and their goals and their focus. If that's really your concern, it just should be such a small little nothing.
What are you talking about? Super indicative of what is going on. They're a 500 team. They've been a 500 team since the All-Star break last year. If this is truly their window, perhaps they shouldn't use 35 different lineups in 35 games. Additionally, they shouldn't have a 6-11 record against one of the worst divisions in baseball. I'd be frustrated too if I were Tim Anderson. And we don't know who or why he wasn't in that second game of the doubleheader. But if there's any indication based on the manager's choices as to what we've seen, for example, Leury Garcia batting third against Zach Plesac based on a 5-at-bat sample size, then I'd say that there's plenty of reason to be bothered. Just bringing up these information pieces alone is enough to get pissed off.
That's Layla Rahimi. This is a Layla Wednesday on Sports Radio 670. We are going to talk to Steve Stone at 11, and I think it would be worth bringing up that historical context with him. I plan to do so. We've got Mike Florio joining us next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.